response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Jessica Dutra.
This is Judge Jess.
Yeah, is there ever a reason a parent should not be at the first day of school? I mean, she's got a reason, but is it petty? Let's find out right now with Judge Jess. We should tell you legally that Jess is not a real judge.
But I can give you just free opinions, though. You don't got to pay for it.
Does not cost you a penny. So how Judge Jess works is we say, if you're ever having a disagreement with somebody, call the voicemail 855 Kramer Jess. Tell us a disagreement, and Jess will help you at least sort out kind of like, at least in her opinion, who's right, okay?
Good morning. My name is Megan from Bel Air. I have a question for Judge Jess. I told my ex-husband he can't come to the first day of school because it's my custody day. My ex-husband and I have been divorced for 3 years, and this year our oldest is starting middle school. The first day of school falls on my custody day, and my ex says he wants to come to the drop-off because he says it's a big milestone, and I told him no, I don't want him there. Every time we're together, we end up arguing. We always say we're not going to. We always say we're going to keep it civil, but somehow it always turns into some kind of tension or passive-aggressive comments, or we just start verbally fighting. And I really don't want my son's first day of middle school for him to remember because his parents couldn't get along. It just doesn't seem fair to him. My ex says it's putting my feelings ahead of what our son should be and that he should be there for important moments like this. I say protecting our son from another uncomfortable scene is really more important. So Judge Jess, help me out. Who's right? Who's wrong? And can my kid just have a good first day of school without his parents getting into it?
Yeah, he can. So don't get into it. Like, come on now. That's sad. That's really, really sad.
Well, yeah. But I mean, if she knows, I mean, if it's a pattern.
I mean, but the pattern has to stop. Listen, my parents were divorced and separated for a really, really long time. And so, like, this is something that I experienced from the child's perspective. And I think for milestones, I just wonder if she would be saying the same thing if the milestone fell on his custody day and not hers, and if she would have been okay with missing it. You know what I mean?
I think she's just like, yo, no, legally it's my day.
I know.
My day. Like, what's
so,
up?
So, I mean, but does that happen for the milestones for all of time? So, like, if his, you know, if the eighth grade graduation falls on her day, he doesn't get to go either, or vice versa. If he's with his dad, then she has to miss that too.
I'm pretty sure if it's the parents' custody day, you can't just show up.
But there
that's how it works.
No, I know. I know he can't just show up, but I'm just hoping that the two of them can get to a place and have a conversation where if you guys can't get along, then you don't speak. Because there were times where, like, I had eventually had birthday parties when my parents were divorced, and, like, they did not speak to one another, but they were both there. You know what I mean? And so I just hope that they can get to that point for their kid, because that's a bummer. I don't want either of them. I don't want mom or dad to have to miss the milestones. You know what I mean?
How do you think that's working for most parents, though? Like, within the next 2 weeks to a month, a lot of kids are hitting these milestone days,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Do you think, like, if we did a poll right now, do you think that most parents that are in split homes, do you think that they're both going to be there? Or do you think that, like, the person that has custody is going to take that kid? What do you think?
For the milestones,
yeah,
my hope is, and I pray that both parents are there. I'm just hoping, and again, it doesn't come down to a legal standpoint, but just more of like a moral thing. Can we just be chill for this specific day, for this specific reason? Because it should be about our kid on that milestone. Because what sucks, the person who suffers the most is the kid, because you always want both of your parents there. You want to look out into the crowd when you're graduating. You want to see both of them there. Or like for drop off, middle school is a really big deal.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
So I hear what she's saying. I understand what the schedule is, but I hope that they can come to an understanding to where if that means you guys don't look at each other and you don't speak to one another, that's what that means. But I would feel bad for her son that both his mom and dad don't get to be there for that day.
Now, I'm going to let you rule because it's your bit. Just go ahead.
Yeah, I say you let him go, and I think you guys just don't speak. You guys can't talk to each other.
Now, I'm going to sound off as the divorce person on the show. There ain't no way in hell. Like, if it's my day, he ain't coming. And that's just how it is, because that's just how divorce works, you know? Like, that's just how it is. But let's do a poll right now. Let's just feel this out. If you're going into a milestone school year, we're talking kindergarten, middle school, high school. Like, are both of y'all going to be there or not? Because of custody.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who's up?
This is Jenna on 4 in Essex.
What's up, Jenna? Good morning.
Good morning.
So what do you do on these big milestone school days where you've got, you know, first day of school, kindergarten, sixth grade, mm-hmm. high school, and you've got split custody where one parent doesn't want the other parent there? Like, what are you supposed to do?
So I'm speaking from the experience of being a parent myself, being a teacher, mm-hmm. and also being a child of divorced parents.
Okay. Got some experience here.
Oh, yeah. And it was really one of those, they have to figure it out because they're adults. Mm-hmm. And that shouldn't come down on the kid. Also, as an aside, people are allowed to be in public places. So, you know, despite a custody day, they're allowed to be there. So if they show up, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. And you just have to be an adult and pretend, don't pay attention to it, whatever you need to do to not ruin it for your kid.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's clearly, I mean, we have like the voicemail is like a minute. Clearly, I think we could probably break that situation down. There's probably more information we don't have about the situation of why.
No, I understand that you guys don't get along.
Don't
she made that
everything.
Very clear. Yeah, she made it very clear. That, I mean, I think at one point she mentioned how there's either going to be, you know, side comments
whatever,
but you don't make it about each other.
410-583-1065. Who's up?
This is Amy on 2 in Bel Air.
What's up, Amy? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. I mean, what do you think on these milestone school days, if it's one parent's custody day, are they allowed to tell the other parent, like, you can't show up for this?
I totally don't think that they should tell them not to show up, because I agree with the caller that just called. And I also think that if you look at it from the standpoint of the parents got divorced, but not the child, and it wasn't the child's choice. So I think that the parents need to put their fighting aside and be there for the child, because that's what the child's going to remember.
Right.
Now, what if they can't?
Then don't talk. I agree with Jess 100%.
Exactly.
You tape over
be
your
an
lips.
Adult.
You don't speak.
You're an adult.
Yes.
Just don't.
It's not about you. Nothing. It's not about your day. It's not about who did what or what happened. It's about your son's first day of middle school, and he wants to see his mom and his dad there.
Yep, because I'm a child of divorce, and I remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, still hits today. I mean, I'm just telling y'all right now, I would feel some kind of way. Like, I don't have kids, I didn't get divorced with kids. I would feel some kind of way if it was my day. And again, if I had a kid, I'd probably feel different.
Exactly.
So it's different, right?
Right.
But I would feel, if it was my day and my ex just comes rolling in, like, here I am. I mean, I'd feel some kind of way.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.